Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council approved the hiring of new Police Chief Andrew Mills during Tuesday night's meeting. Mills comes to Eureka from the San Diego Police Department, where he served for 30 years and was a commander of several units and divisions, including gang and drug task forces, and most recently as commander of the Western Division. Mills is excited to take on the problems currently facing the Eureka community. He outlined what his first steps will be when he takes over the position on November 4th.
My plans are let the dust settle and then get a good view of what the people and the cops and the leaders of this community feel about the community, what problems they see and how they view community public and safety, and then we'll set a strategic path forward.
Mills went on to highlight Eureka's transient population as something he intends to work on as well.
The one thing that I'm hearing from everybody so far, both internally and externally, is the obvious transient issues and mental health issues and drug addiction issues that has just inundated a certain percentage of the population. So I'd really like to get a good handle on that and then start making progress towards solving those problems.
Mills is replacing Chief Merle Harpum, who is retiring after 55 years of service with EPD. And the City Council also approved a new city ordinance that will further regulate hotels and motels within city limits. In an effort to address public safety and crime concerns, the city now ranks those establishments on a two-tier system, and motels and hotels that are listed as Tier 2 can face fines and fees for excessive responses to the premises by police, fire, and ambulance services. The Eureka Police Department has received a new emergency response vehicle through the Pentagon's Defense Reutilization Program. The vehicle cost the federal government over $700,000, but EPD had only to pay shipping costs from the state of Washington to Eureka. It's a ballistic-resistant vehicle that will be utilized for critical incidents to any public safety agency within the county. The federal program provides equipment and supplies to state and local public safety agencies. Humboldt State University announced that the school has posted new record enrollment numbers after a combined 2,339 transfer and freshman students enrolled at the school for the fall semester. The number of transfer students alone, 971, is a school record as well, and counting all students on campus, full-time, part-time, and graduate, more than 8,000 are currently enrolled at HSU. Hispanic Latino students now comprise more than 25% of the student body as well, and that will allow HSU to apply to the Department of Education as an official Latino-serving institution, which could mean more federal grant funding. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that one of the most important predictors of school success and high school graduation is that students are reading at grade level by the end of third grade? Did you also know that less than half of our current Humboldt County students are meeting this important benchmark and therefore are 75% more likely to drop out of high school? Help change this by becoming an early literacy volunteer. It's easy, there's no cost for training, and it will make a difference. Call 441-4552 to find out more. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Government aid programs are created with the intention of helping those who need extra assistance due to difficult circumstances. Those programs are being widely discussed and in some circles blamed for the increase in Humboldt County's transient population. County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg was on Talk Shop to discuss the General Relief Fund. He explained that the amount of money provided locally to each individual is close to the state average.
So one of the things you say is that it's probably way higher in Humboldt County. In Humboldt County, the maximum general relief you can get is $303 a month. The state average is $291 a month.
The money is provided as a loan, although only $400,000 of approximately $3 million was recouped last year. However, Sundberg still stands by the effectiveness of the program.
These are mandated programs that we have shrinked down and made as hard as possible in. I'm pretty confident that we're doing the best we can with the mandated programs that we're given.
The General Relief Fund is just one government program that is aimed to serve the most vulnerable segment of our society. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.